Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I saw on Facebook, just in case you're wondering, people posted that the Bible has 33 references to the Eagles and zero to the Patriots. So. In case you're wondering. Grace and peace to you from our God and Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I was able to escape to the mountain on Friday, the big mountain at Whitefish. I was very grateful for the opportunity to get away for a moment, even if I can only sneak away until dinner time. Like Jesus in our gospel lesson, who after healing people and casting out demons needed to sneak away to pray, I find that the life of a pastor requires me to get away from time to time for the health of my soul as well. And I was especially glad to be up at Whitefish on Friday because there was a ton of fresh powder that hit the hill between Thursday night and Friday morning. There was hardly a groomed run on the whole mountain since the snow came in the early a.m. hours, and I'm sure that the resort operators did not want to ruin such a sacred opportunity for those of us skiing and snowboarding to cut our own paths down the mountain. It was glorious, let me tell you. There must have been a foot of powder everywhere I went. Simply glorious. That is, I was having a blast until about halfway down my first run, on the front side there. For those of you who are familiar with Big Mountain, there's a nice patch of timber between Ptarmigan Bowl and Big Ravine runs. It's pretty sweet to bond through on days such as Friday. I was trying to make the most of such a sweet opportunity. So on my first run, I headed straight for the trees. And even though it was pretty foggy out, let me tell you, I was killing it. I was making all the right turns, keeping up my speed so as not to get stuck in the deep powdery goodness. I made it through the trees just dandy, but to my dismay, about halfway down the mountain, on my very first run, I was already worn out. Whew. That's right, though the conditions were just right for a grand old time, all I could think of as I came out through the trees was the ton of fresh snow beneath my feet. Was, man, my legs are burning. Now, I'm sure that not many of you have time for your 32-year-old pastor complaining about aches and pains and fatigue, right? But I tell you that to say that Isaiah was right. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. Nobody is immune from the frailties of being human, even under the best of conditions. Life wears on us, and even when we feel like we should be at our strongest, our limitations can still hold us back in unexpected ways. And even though our limitations hold us back, God propels us forward. Let me say that again. God propels us forward. Again and again, throughout our lives in this world, there are things that make us want to stop, to give up, to give in, and let the challenges that we face overwhelm us. It could be simple things, like moments of being tired halfway down the mountain, or feeling like getting out of bed in the morning is just too much to take. Other challenges arise which hold us back even further. Financial setbacks, like job loss, or unbearably low livestock or milk or hay prices. Strife within the family that cannot seem to be reconciled. Or worse yet, losing the ones who keep us going from one day to the next. And still, God propels us forward. In spite of all the things that the world can throw at us, God propels us forward. That's really what Isaiah 40 is all about. Now, I imagine many of you are very likely familiar with verse 31, which says, "Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This is a great verse, which gives us a hopeful vision of the future that God brings. I'm not sure how much you dream of flying around like eagles or not. Maybe this weekend you do. But the idea of running and not being weary, of walking and not fainting, probably looks pretty good to you. I mean, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands here, but who wouldn't want to live in a world without any hip or knee replacements, right? No physical therapy necessary in the future that God makes for us. And I suppose in this future that God brings about, you won't have a pastor using his sermon time to complain about how tired he got on his day off, right? What a future indeed. A reality that is not defined by aches and pains, sickness and flu season, or death and loss. But one that is comprised of good, healthy life that will never quit. But this is just the end of the chapter, though. Isaiah 40 starts in a much deeper place, contrasting the profound, endless, infinite nature of our Lord with our feeble, limited human lives on earth. This passage talks about God as one who sits above the circle of the earth, stretching out the heavens like a tent over the universe, while we are just mere grasshoppers. It talks about the princes of our world with all the pomp and circumstance that our kingdoms and nations can muster. These guys are scarcely planted with their stem, hardly taking root in the soil when the Lord blows on them and they wither and are carried off. For all of our greatest deeds, the mansions and palaces, monuments and towers of power that leaders have built throughout the centuries, truly impressive feats of human ingenuity, strength, and innovation, all of these things have proved to wither through the ages. The great pyramids of Egypt, South America, and Southern Africa are in ruins, covered by centuries of sand, moss, and decay. The great gardens of Babylon are no more. Though some of the wondrous temples of the Greeks survive, most do not. And even the mighty fortresses of the Middle Ages are now in grave danger of falling over and collapsing. The greatest achievements of human ability, meant to long outlive us all, seem prone to suffer the same mortality that we all do. But not the Lord. Our God is the creator of the ends of the earth, who does not faint or grow weary. His power is endless and his understanding unsearchable. While we are all subject to decay of time and age as we live on this earth, the God who formed the universe is not. Our God is everlasting and stands fast when we falter and weary of life. Now, the purpose of this contrast throughout our Old Testament passage for this morning is indeed the final couple of verses. Throughout it, the prophet contrasts human weakness with our Lord's everlasting, infinite existence. Now, if that were all the prophet talked about, the whole thing might kind of be a real bummer, right? I mean, there's not a lot of joy in thinking about our own mortality. And if we just heard about God living forever, then it would kind of be like the Lord's just rubbing it in our faces or something. But verses 30 and 31 promise that the Lord's limitless life and love will be shared with those of us who are so easily uprooted and blown away. Let me share it with you once again. Let these words sink into your soul. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Though we are weak, God is not. And God propels us forward. When we think that we are at our wits' end, unable to go on, God propels us forward. When we get stuck in moments of despair, feeling like the dawn will never come to shed light on the dark nights of our souls, God propels us forward into a new day. When we feel like our relationships will never pan out, or our finances will never line up, or that the future will only be worse than the present, God propels us forward to experience tomorrows that we never thought possible. And not only does the Lord never faint or grow weary, God binds up the wounds, the struggles, the pains, the sorrows, and the weariness that lays behind us in order to deliver us into the future, renewed and resurrected. God propels us forward and gives us strength to never faint, grow weary, or even be held down by gravity at all, apparently. God propels us forward and leads us into tomorrows that we cannot even fathom today. May we rejoice and be glad in this. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.